clinging to the ladder, Tansy looked up at her friend as the echoes faded to silence in the strange atmosphere.
Sounds like some sort of riddle to me. Cracklin, what are you doing up there? Writing?
Scrap of parchment and a stick of charcoal always come in useful.
The old recorder muttered busily as she scraped away.
I never go anywhere without them. This won't take long. For Dorga, he was mentioned in Abbess Germaine's journal. Some sort of wildcat who ruled Mossflower before Martin the Warrior arrived. There, I've got it.
Formal Diggum, who was last on the ladder, grunted impatiently.
Oh, good for ye, ma'am. Can us'ns get down there now? I'm not greatly pleased hanging round up here.
It was a long and arduous descent. When they touched ground at the pit bottom, Friar Butty peered upward to the platform. It looked very small and far off.
Phew!
He said, nodding in admiration.
Just think! Skipper Dove from up there! What a brave and daring beast! I think if I tried it, I'd probably die of fright halfway down.
Shad tapped his tail against the mud-coated rocks.
Since the water's dried up, mate, you'd die for sure if you landed here. Right, let's get the lay of the land.
He lit another lantern and they moved gingerly on the slippery stones of the dried stream bed, staring at their surroundings. It was little more than a stone chamber, with a gaping hole at eye level where the water had flowed in from the right, and another hole beneath their paws to the left, where the stream had exited downward. Tansy found a dry rock and sat down.
It's very smelly and cold. We'd best watch we don't slip and fall down that hole. Goodness knows where we'd end up. Well, anyone got some bright ideas? This place looks like a dead end.
Cracklin studied the verse she had copied, then took a careful look around. She pointed to a spot not far above their heads.
Look, there, up to the left. There's a hole in the wall, but it's blocked by rubble and old timbers. I think that was where the stairs finished originally. We must be standing below the old ground level now, where the water carved the floor away.
Shad climbed back up the ladder, swinging it inward until he could reach the hole in the side of the wall. He secured the rope ladder to a splintered wood beam that stuck out.
Aye, you're right, ma'am. This is where the last stair was. I think we might have found a passage here. Stand clear while I try and unblock it.
Huddling beneath an overhang at the cave's far side, they watched rock, timber and masonry pouring from the hole as the husky otter cleared away the debris. It was not long before he called down to them.
Ha ha! Tis a passage, sure enough. Dry too! Come on up, mateys!